your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, hockey fans, welcome to Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where you're listening to Western Conference Wednesday, sort of. I mean, it's the off season, so we're going to talk about whatever, but sort of Western Conference-ish. My name is Sarah Affampato, host of Locked On Kings. I'm joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Bess Gelmosto. That is not your name. That's not your name at all. I am joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Jess Gelmosto from Locked On Calgary Flames. We're all back together again in the same place.
Yeah.
It's been a couple weeks since we have both been around to do a show. Last week you were traveling and then I got stuck in an airport, so couldn't record there. So we've finally gotten our acts back together to bring you some news about the NHL. And the first thing that we're going to take a look at today is some of the updated COVID guidelines and everything that are coming out from teams across the NHL and even from the league itself, really what that is going to mean for next season. And what it's going to mean is that more and more teams are requiring their fans and anyone attending a game to be vaccinated for COVID in order to attend. Or, you know, it might not necessarily be the team, but the ownership or whoever owns the arena or whatever. But the whole landscape of going to see hockey games just dramatically got very different. It seems like almost overnight businesses started being like, all right, fine.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I think, you know, I don't want to like pull out a soapbox here because, you know, we're here for hockey, but I think that, you know, this is a public health issue. And I'm glad that teams and ownerships are doing this because at the end of the day, this is about safety, and there are a lot of people involved in making a hockey team and a venue work. I'm happy to see this, and I think that we'll see this roll out more as maybe as the season creeps closer, as camps start up, but I think about all of the Vancouver Canucks players who had that awful, it was a variant. I don't remember which one it was. And then I think about the players who have high risk kids and who are high risk themselves. And of course, not even just the players, but everyone else involved. So, you know, good on the ownership.
I mean, I thought immediately of Nick Foligno and his daughter who has had heart surgery. She's very, like, very young, and you know, I believe still has to have more surgeries to come. And you know, it was one of the reasons that he chose to sign with Boston is to be, you know, near where her kind of medical center providers are. And you know, just the idea of a player like that potentially being exposed and taking it home to his family, to his young daughter, who probably, you know, can't be vaccinated yet, is
right.
You know, that it touches more than just, you know, the guys on the ice, and it, you know, even spirals out into, and I think, you know, we've all talked about this a little too in the playoffs last year, well, in the bubble year of, okay, sure, we're doing all this testing on players and staff and everything, but there's also the people serving their meals and cleaning their rooms and, you know, whatever, and what protections are being given to them. And at the time, the answer was, well, nothing. But, you know, the league at least is saying, they put out a release to their teams recently saying any person whose job, role, position, or access entails or entitles them to have interactions with club hockey personnel, including players, are required to be fully vaccinated. So basically, if you work for a team, if you work in hockey and you are around players, which I pretty much think is everybody, you have to get vaccinated.
Of course. Like you said, it's people who aren't necessarily in direct contact with them for long periods of time, but you know, like you said, they're waiters, they're waitresses, housekeepers, and things like that in the bubble. But you know, you have to think about, I mean, obviously I think team doctors would be vaccinated. not automatically, but well before this statement, and people who maybe work in social media or do the PR stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I hope that everyone just stays healthy. Yeah. That's all we can ask for. But this seems like it's the right move.
Yeah. Yeah. We know we already have the Winnipeg Jets. Their organization has announced that everyone going to an event, anyone working there, and anyone attending as a fan will all have to share proof of vaccination. I believe that we also saw, I believe it's the organization in charge of the Marlies. I don't know that it's extended to the Toronto Maple Leafs yet. Maybe it has, but the Marlies are requiring it. There's a lot of discussion still about what this means for players. If players are 100% going to be required to be vaccinated, what if they, you know, what if they aren't? What does this mean for border crossings? You know, if players aren't required to be vaccinated, can they get into Canada? What if they play for a Canadian team? Like, and there's a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah. And then you have to think, like, these players travel across borders and then across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just, there's a lot that comes down to, you know, like local ordinances and things mm-hmm. like that. So I think that the league has to have something in place. This can't be ultimately up to the 32 teams. This has to be kind of an umbrella option.
Yeah. And I would bet we will see it sort of cascade down. I mean, in a previous life, I was a music writer. And so I'm still kind of plugged into like the music scene. And I feel like it started with a couple of artists just kind of being like, you know what? No, we're requiring this for our show. And then a bunch of venues. And now it has sort of snowballed to, it seems like a vast majority, at least in my chunk of the world. I can't speak for everywhere, but you know, a vast majority of music venues are now requiring proof of vaccination before you can get into a show or something. So
and
they're getting a lot of pressure from fans to do that, who are saying, I won't come to shows if, you know, because I won't feel safe or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think it's only a matter of time for sports to get there too.
Oh, absolutely. And then you have to think, I mean, I don't know everything about the legal world, but you know, like there's a liability aspect to this too. Cause like, you know, if you have, I don't know, 20,000 fans packed in an arena.
Yeah.
Your breath travels faster and germs travel faster in cold atmospheres. So, you know, might be a good idea to have some, at least a basic form of protection there.
Anything we can do to get us all back in hockey arenas.
Oh yeah.
I think is great. I personally am like, the last year of watching, you know, AHL hockey from a little tiny screen and not being able to go in person and report on it in person and everything. I'm just like, come on, guys, we can do this. We're so close. So fingers crossed, but yes. It's definitely a developing situation. And I will not be surprised if more teams than not put out their own rules, or enough teams put out rules that the NHL finally has to be like, okay, fine.
I'll be interested to see. I mean, I know some people have already taken to Instagram and kind of not so subtly caused people to, you know, like those what about posts. So I'm sure that there will be plenty of those, but ultimately it doesn't matter what they think. So
yeah.
They're not the decision makers.
Right. We just want to see hockey. So let's hope that's how it works out. We will, of course, continue to keep an eye on all that stuff. Coming up next, we're taking a look at something a little more fun, which is jerseys and judging mm-hmm. them, because if there's anything we're really good at here on this show, it's judging stuff. So that is coming up next on Locked on NHL. Before we get to that, though, let's talk betonline.ag, because if you are interested in getting into some sports betting action, well, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to do that. It doesn't matter what sport it is you like. If you're into baseball or hockey, which I hope you are because you're listening to this show, if it's fighting or like, I don't know, horses or basketball or like weightlifting, who knows?
I don't know.
Cricket. I don't even understand cricket, but I bet you could bet on it at betonline.ag. So you can head on over there right now on your laptop, your mobile device, check out all of the great news, get information on sign-up bonuses and contests and much more. So go over to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. That is betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now, it appears to be doomsday for a lot of hockey fans, or at least a certain segment of hockey fans online, because per basically every source out there in the world, the NHL is going to have advertising on their jerseys
starting the horror
22-23 season, right? Like, we have now ruined the sanctity of NHL jerseys, apparently. It's not even happening this season. It's next year. So everyone needs to slow their roll. But the league's board of governors formally approved jersey advertisements. A majority of teams were interested, were in favor of having them. They are going to be a 3-inch by 3.5-inch rectangle, which, if you're good at knowing how big things are, congratulations, good for you. But this is just sort of the next step in the league trying to find ways to bring in more revenue. So cool. And, you know, we eased into it with the helmet advertisements this past season that are going to stick around, which is fine. We eased into it with years of advertisers on practice jerseys. So this was just the next step. But oh boy, are people mad about this?
You would honestly think that the sky is falling by some reactions. And if you watch the NBA, they have ads on their jerseys. And these patches for the NHL are going to be slightly bigger. And to be honest, I don't really think we're going to see much of these advertisements during, you know, the games because of camera angles. And, you know, if you're in the arena, you're not going to be seeing them unless you're right up against the glass. Mm-hmm. But even the helmet ads, I forgot about them. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I'm, you know, staring at. I think that most teams did a good job with like the placement and the colors and all that stuff. Like, it's just, it doesn't matter to me. I would rather them do this than increase ticket prices, mm-hmm, or make my chicken tenders and fries $30. Like, I can't do it. So if I have to sacrifice a 3 by 3.5 inch rectangle on not even my own jersey that I'm purchasing, mm-hmm, my favorite players, oh my God, please just wear it. It's not that big of a deal. And this is good because it could also help with the salary cap situation, which again, we're all always screaming about.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit of a cushion and a little bit of a solution to some of the problems that we all scream about on Reddit and Twitter and Facebook. I don't know if people still use Facebook, but
I think anywhere people can complain, they're going to do it at. Yeah, it just seems so, of all the things to complain about, like, I get it. And hockey is such a sport that is like, things have been the same way forever. And, you know, I remember the Toronto Maple Leafs jersey for when my great-great-granddaddy was, you know, a Maple Leafs fan, and they didn't advertise Subaru on it then.
Well, guess what, Johnny? Right. Subarus are pretty great. And I like them. So toughen up.
The internet is like the place for hot takes, right? Like, that is what people do on, like, if you open any tweet that is talking about the jersey ads, it's full of people who are like, I will never go see an NHL game again if you're ever like, I just can't understand care. There are so many things in life to care about more than is Chase Bank going to advertise on the Rangers jerseys or something? Like,
right. Like, I personally don't have that much time or energy to care about a rectangle on someone else's jersey. Like, sure, I'm sure that Toronto and Calgary will have Saddle Dome as their sponsors, mm-hmm, and the Bruins with TD Bank or Dunkin' Donuts. Like, Is it that big of a deal? There's advertisements on the boards and whatnot. Like, these are just going to be, like, out of sight, out of mind, yeah. In my opinion.
One of my friends tweeted earlier today, from when we're recording this, a picture of David Pastrnak in a mocked up jersey that had a Dunkin' Donuts ad on it. And so I really think that would be perfect for them. So if you're listening, Dunkin' Donuts, go do that, because it'd be really funny. And I mean, like, honestly, for like the segment of us who like to make fun of everything, you know, there's going to be at least one really stupid sponsor, or one sponsor that's just like, really? Them? Like, someone's going to be sponsored by Jiffy Lube or something. Then it's going to be over.
I've already seen people throwing out the idea of Barstool sponsoring something. No. And like, I just, no, please no, for a million and three reasons that I don't have time to get into today. That's a whole different podcast. But like, I would love to see like KFC or like Popeyes, less problematic chicken than current league sponsors. Like, give me something exciting.
Yeah.
Besides a bank.
Besides a bank. Because it's a big moneymaker, I know it's probably not going to happen for the jerseys, but speaking for the Kings, at least when they had to do the helmet ads, they actually worked with an organization, the California Hope Crisis Counseling Program, which is it's funded by FEMA. It's run by the California Department of Healthcare. So it wasn't a company, and they made the conscious decision to not put a brand on there. Like, they didn't make money off of that. And the team also partnered with that organization a lot throughout the season and did stuff with them through their Kings Care Foundation and everything. So it wasn't just slapping their logo on a helmet, but you know, it'd be, I doubt that anyone will do that just because of the like millions of dollars or whatever it can bring in for jerseys. Yeah. But you know, I think there is potential to do something more interesting than.
Oh, absolutely. I think that this is a great opportunity for these billion-dollar teams to be like, you know, let's use this for good. Mm-hmm. They won't, but they should.
Right. They could, maybe. So, possibly. But yeah, I think moral of the story, man, just get mad about something else.
Right? Like, something that's worth being upset about, because I guarantee you by the time the season rolls around, or even 2 weeks from now when no one's talking about it, you're gonna forget about it, because that's how it was with the stickers on the helmet, because I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that, and then someone pointed it out, and I'm like, I just don't care.
It's not a big deal.
No, like, there's bigger problems in the world, in our own lives.
Just in our own hockey league.
Right. Like, ads are not one of them. Just take a deep breath, close the Twitter app, come back after you get a glass of water and a snack.
Go touch some grass.
Yes, please. I'm begging you to go touch some grass. Look up at the sky. It's hopefully nice out where you are, and just chill out. Yeah. Respectfully, please.
Yeah. I think that's great life advice for anyone having excess feelings about a sponsor on a jersey. Well, one company that maybe could sponsor some jerseys, I don't know, we'll see if we can get that to happen, is rockauto.com, because they are all about saving you time and money on your car parts. So if you've got a car and you need to fix something on it, and you don't like the experience of going to the store and having things not be in stock, or you know, having the teenager behind the counter talk down to you or whatever, you can just go online and save yourself all the hassle and save a lot of money. They have basically everything you could possibly need. The website is super easy to browse, so you can put in your car, the make, the model, the year, and it'll spit out a list of all the parts that they have just for you. So go explore their website today to find the solution to all of your auto parts needs. You can go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or your truck. You can write "Locked On" in the "How did you hear about us?" box so that they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And another company that I think if they put their logo on a hockey team jersey, I'm pretty sure that like all of us here at Locked On would immediately become fans of that team.
Oh yeah.
And that is Built Bar.
We would, I think we'd lose our minds. We would be so excited and so happy about it. Built Bar is, they're actually doing really great things with all of the money and things that they've earned through their delicious protein bars. They just paid the tuition of 30 something college basketball players with that NIL new agreement. So if you like supporting good companies, Built Bar is a good company to, you know, support. Built Bar offers an amazing variety of protein bars that aren't like other girls, you know, they're just not like other protein bars. They have a variety of flavors, from like birthday cake to really, I believe it was grasshopper chocolate. Mm-hmm. They taste like candy bars. They go great in protein shakes, kind of make it more obviously high in protein, but keep that sugar down low, but make it taste like a milkshake. And you can head on over to built.com today and use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off of your next order at built.com.
Now I'm just thinking about a Built Bar ad on jersey, and I think that would be neat. So that'd be cool. I'd get a kick out of that.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're gonna close today by looking at some jerseys and figuring out which ones just stink. Some of them just stink. But we are, of course, now that the Seattle Kraken have a team and they exist, we're getting close. They might even be on sale soon. You can purchase your very own Seattle Kraken jersey. And they got rave reviews when the design first came out. And then we saw them live in person at the expansion draft when they trotted out some of their key new players, and they looked great in person. And I honestly wish that they had any players who I really cared about.
Yeah.
So that I could buy a Seattle Kraken jersey, but I'm not feeling it. No. I'm not feeling it yet.
If they took Carey Price, then I absolutely would have
instantly.
Yeah. I wouldn't even, it'd be a no brainer. Those jerseys are so clean. Even the away ones mm-hmm. are, you know, just beautiful. It's hard to find those nicely done white jerseys, I feel like.
I've never been a big fan of the white jerseys. Maybe it's because I'm just a sloppy person in general. And
I feel you.
You know, I'm like, I own like one away jersey and I'm always like, don't spill anything, don't spill anything, don't spill anything.
Yeah,
so like it might just be a me thing. I don't know.
No, it's definitely not just a you thing, because I am notorious for spilling things on myself. And I feel like you're more than likely going to do that when you're at a sporting event.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone's bumping into you. But I think that the Kraken will probably have like the best selling jersey in the league this year.
Yeah.
I don't know of any teams players in particular, rather, but
it might just be the blank jersey.
It might be,
you know, like, cause I'd buy a blank one. I usually don't. I have like a blank Capitals one because I couldn't decide like who I wanted on it. And then I was like, well, I'm just kidding. Because it's the old school, like the old third jersey that they had. Ooh. It was like the real retro logo. And yep. I wanted it and I bought it, but I was like, oh, like what player? And I couldn't decide. And so I just bought the blank one, but yeah,
that's a safe bet. Cause then they can't get traded.
Right. They can't get traded. They can't turn out to be a horrible human being. Like
exactly. You won't have to stuff it in the back of the closet and pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah. I miss that third jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It was really one of the best ones in the league. We're already starting to hear some rumblings of teams coming up with new third jersey looks for the upcoming season. There's been a report that the Kings are going to redo their third jerseys, which have been for years a very boring gray jersey. if you can't tell, I have not been excited about it. It's just gray or silver, I guess, if you want to get fancy. Technical. It's not silver, though. It's gray. and so they're allegedly introducing a new third jersey. And I'm just like, well, can we just have the reverse retro one? Which the answer is no. Those were just a one-off, which makes me really disappointed because there were some really good ones, including your own team, the Flames. Yeah. I loved theirs.
I think that there were so many teams that just hit the nail on the head with the reverse retro. Now, I really don't know what like reverse retro means, but the designs came out fantastic. And, you know, LA, Calgary, Anaheim, even. I think that like there are just so many teams out there that could just use those as their thirds. But of course, this is a business.
Yeah.
This isn't a runway. This isn't fashion week. So
I feel like we're going to see new third jerseys. It's been slow rolling them out ever since the league switched over to Adidas or whatever as their, you know, actual athlete jersey provider. For as much of a money grab as it is, I'm also like, I would give you my money if you came up with something cool.
And right.
The Kings, I think a lot of the teams, the retro ones sold out like instantly. Like I thought about it for like a day too long and then they were all sold out except for like toddler sizes. And I was like, well, I could put my cat in it maybe.
Right. But here you go. Know,
I'd love for teams to, you know, maybe not that specific reverse retro design, but like they were just so fun. Even the bad ones were still fun. Because they were something so different than what we see in the NHL.
Yeah, it, you know, I think they showed personality,
mm-hmm.
which is something we don't see too often. And if we do, it's usually squashed because it's deemed a character issue. But, you know, I think on the other hand, you have to look at the worst jerseys. Mm-hmm. And all I can think of is Edmonton's. It's their blue, like pretty much all blue jersey
mm-hmm.
with the minimal orange. And when that was leaked, I thought it was just like a concept of one or like a knockoff jersey that was like going to Walmart and like, you know, smaller retailers or whatever. And I can't. That has to be one of the ugliest jerseys I've ever seen.
It's so simple, like it's blue and it's orange. Like I don't know how right. they mess it up, but they did.
And it's like not even a good shade of blue, and blue is one of my favorite colors. And I actually no, I don't even think it's the blue. I think it's the orange that just doesn't sit right with me. I mean, the organization as a whole doesn't sit right with
yeah
me, but like the jersey can go in the trash.
Yeah. There's just so many questionable choices.
Yes. And
I always feel torn on this because I definitely like wish teams used more color mm-hmm. and they made more bold choices. But then, you know, I see something like Edmonton busting out the neon orange jerseys or whatever. And I'm like, let's dial it back. Let's not do that.
I'll be the old man yelling at clouds for that one because I can't. I'm not a fan of just all that bright color.
Yeah,
like, especially when it's on the ice, too. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's even worse.
Although, I mean, if we want to talk bad, we can always go back to talking about those gold helmets that Vegas did.
Oh my God, I blocked those from my memory.
But they came out the other day and I was like, oh, those things.
They just remind me of like Lego characters. I don't know. They just don't seem, they're hideous. And I don't know how anyone could have been like, oh yeah, these are sick. Like they make this uniform look so much better. No, that and Vegas's reverse retro are hideous.
Just ugh. Try again.
This is like Project Runway, but like as if I don't just wear like the same three outfits.
Right? Make it work. Make right. it work, guys.
Do you have billion-dollar organizations, get it together.
Do you have a favorite jersey? Like one that you look at and you're like, nothing needs to happen here.
Honestly, I'm looking at the home jerseys, and I really like, I mean, I know people, oh, will you Calgary host? But like, I really think that Calgary's home jerseys are clean, and probably Colorado's.
Mm-hmm.
I really like those too. And then Nashville.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there. What about you?
I always tend to lean towards the more traditional ones, which is really funny given that I spend a lot of time being like, I wish teams took risks and did interesting things. And then I'm like, you know what jersey is cool? The Canadians. But like, there's something like iconic about, you know, them in Boston really kind of stand out to me as it, like the design is just super clean. It's timeless. Like, you know, if you look at the jersey from the first one to now, like it hasn't changed a whole lot, but it still looks, it doesn't look old. It just looks classic.
Classic. Yeah, no, I totally see that.
And, you know, I feel like some of the newer ones try too hard, which I'm like, okay, like you don't have to be, you could be cool, but not like.
You don't have to try that hard.
Right. So yeah, I always, anytime I talk jerseys or anytime I rank them, I always like feel like I make a liar out of myself because I, the top of my list is usually like, yeah, Boston and Montreal, but I don't know, someday maybe I'll switch it up and I'll be like, you know what's great? Like Florida Panthers.
Honestly. I mean, they also had a really good reverse retro.
Yeah.
They did. I think it was five colors, but they did it great. I remember seeing a tweet a few years ago that somebody was coming to the realization that the Minnesota jersey, that's a bear. And they were like, wait a second, that's not just like a scenic like painting or whatever, that's a bear. And everyone in the in their like mentions and replies were like, where have you been? Are you new here? Like, are you, anything else we can help you with?
Or it's a whatever, it's a bear, quote unquote. Like, I feel like they never really commit to what it is. They're like, it's just, it's a wild, which isn't a thing.
A wild what? Like a feral hog? Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, that sounds like the name of a new, like, minor league baseball team. So watch out for that. You're like,
yeah, you know, listen, you guys, that's my next business adventure.
Feral hogs or something. Right. I think that's a great image to end the show on is, everyone can just imagine what their logo would be for the Feral Hogs minor league baseball team. You can that can be your assignment for next week.
Yes, let bring us your concepts.
What you think the jersey should look like. So until then, you can find us both online and hanging out talking hockey. Jess, where can people find you?
You can find me at Jess Belmosto on Twitter, and of course, listening to Locked On Flames wherever you get your podcasts.
And I am on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. That's WRITE Said Sarah with an H. This show's at Locked On NHL Pods on Twitter. If you're interested in learning about the Kings, you can find that on Twitter at Locked On LA Kings. Of course, all of these shows available wherever you can find your favorite podcasts. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you're subscribed to it. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up. Including looking at top 50 NHL players, of course, any breaking news that happens. So keep your ears right here on Locked On NHL for all the cool stuff about the National Hockey League. Until next time, this has been Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.